Next on Gospel of Life, we'll talk to a doctor who used to refer for abortions, but now regrets it. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. Janet, we have a very special guest with us today, and let's preface this before you introduce him by reminding our listeners of the fact that we have spoken often about our friend Dr. Philip Ney, who works around the world with medical professionals who used to be involved in one way or another with abortion. And many of these men and women were directly involved in actually doing the procedure. But it is also a great cause for regret when we have those individuals who facilitated or referred for abortion. Someone else actually did the procedure, but they essentially set it up. And today we have on the line a doctor who was one of those who did refer. Tell us how you met him and introduce him to our viewers.
Well, I was recently in Buffalo where I was doing a parish coordinator's training seminar, and Dr. Stan Bukowski came up to me at the end of the afternoon and basically told me his story. He said, Janet, I was at the March for Life this year. I came down with the buses of people from Buffalo, and I had my own sign made. He goes, I know about your campaign and the women and men, but your signs don't match my story. So I went to a printer and I had my own sign made that said, I regret referring for abortions. And I marched in that march. And I'm here to tell you that I'm ready to tell my story in public and also to hopefully encourage other doctors to come forward. So I'd like to welcome to our program Dr. Stanley Bukowski. Hello, doctor. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Janet. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, why don't you just tell our viewers your medical background, just a little bit.
All right. I'm an internist. That is, I take care of adults who have various medical diseases. I've been a physician now since 1981, worked in a number of organizations. The one that I told you about was in the mid to late 80s. I worked for an organization in Buffalo that was a health maintenance organization. Being such, it had both an insurance function and also employed doctors who gave the care, that is, the primary care. New York State required that every insurance company pay for abortions for its enrollees if they so requested. So we were given a choice, being the physicians, whether or not we would see the women before the abortion to do a medical clearance to make sure that they would survive the abortion. Interestingly, of course, the idea is that the baby doesn't survive. Mm-hmm. I thought about it, and I decided that if I saw the women, I could say something to them about not having the abortion. So I agreed to see them. And over the course of a number of years, maybe 4 or 5 years, there were 3 women that came through requesting preoperative medical clearance for abortions. In each case, I didn't know them beforehand. I beg your pardon. One I had met before, I think. And when they came in and I did the exam, filled out the paperwork, I really lost my nerve to say anything on behalf of the baby. There are a number of regrets I have over my career, but these are the biggest, because I just lost my courage to stand up and say, you don't have to do this. There are alternatives.
So, doctor, you're saying this happened on 3 different occasions.
Yes, 3 different women.
Okay, so they're actually coming to you, and you were examining them. What kinds of things were you looking for? Just so we have a context for this. What kind of things were you looking for that might have been indications that they should not go forward with the procedure?
They would have had to been poor candidate for an anesthetic. Mm-hmm. That was the main concern. Or perhaps have a bleeding disorder.
Yes.
Or for some other reason not be able to undergo any kind of surgery.
Yes. So then in all of these three cases, you did these exams with these red flags in mind, and you found that they were all clear for the procedure, and so, in other words, you were able then to send them off to the abortion.
Correct.
Yes. So that is, now you said so basically it was a question that you lost the courage. You had a good idea in mind ahead of time. You lost the courage when you were actually in that situation. So in other words, you were right from the beginning against abortion, but tell us what your thoughts were about the procedure itself.
Well, Father Frank, I really didn't think of the baby. That was the sin.
Yes.
And I can tell you that it's weakness born of other sins, no question about it. My spiritual life had been so-so, but I had a number of sins in my background that were sins against life, sexual sins. And I really believe what St. Augustine says, that sin darkens the intellect and weakens the will.
Yes.
And I lost my will.
Yes.
It was a great regret of mine. It was a great failing. One young woman, very sad, she was only 16. She insisted on having the abortion even when her parents knew, and her parents capitulated. I think they were in the position of many parents, being ashamed and afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. And I just couldn't bring myself to try and talk her out of it. And I also had made an error and given her some x-rays, where now I was afraid that the baby would be deformed or in some way handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
So that added to my lack of courage.
I see.
Part of the idea of covering up, if you will. So that, again, was a failing. Another one, young woman, this had been one of, I think she had had two previous abortions, and she was just angry.
Mm-hmm.
Angry in general. But I had no courage to talk to her about it, to say to her, this isn't the answer. There are alternatives, and you need to get in touch with what's going on in your life that you keep making the same angry gesture against the innocent.
Yes.
And against yourself, really.
Yes.
The third woman was a sweet working woman who I think was in trouble with her pregnancy. I think it was illicit in some way. And I just remember her walking out of the room looking at me with tears in her eyes. Excuse me.
It's as if she didn't want the abortion, and she was probably
right.
Looking for you for an answer.
Exactly. She said, you think I'm a bad person? And I said, no, I don't think so. But I had no courage to say, there are alternatives. In fact, I don't even know what alternative I would have given her. I would have had to look for one, I'm sure, but I wouldn't have had to look far.
Yes, that's for sure. Doctor, we're going to go to a break in just a moment, but, many people are under the impression that most, if not all, abortions in this country are performed for some kind of medical reason. Were any of these three that you referred for abortion getting the abortion because of a medical reason, or was it social reasons?
It was all social reasons.
Yeah. Doctor, we're so grateful for your courage, and we're going to talk now more about what you've done now to begin to make up for these failings. So we'll be right back after this break, and brothers and sisters, please stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Welcome back to Gospel of Life. Janet Marana and I are talking with Dr. Stanley Bukowski from Buffalo, New York. And Doctor, it's so good to be with you. You have told us already in the first part of the program how you referred three women for abortions, and we're going to hear now what you've been doing about that. But let me ask you this: you know, there are many who think. Many in the medical profession who think, well, I would never do an abortion myself because I just couldn't bring myself to actually kill an unborn child. But then somehow they think that referring women to others who will do the procedure is no big deal, and they may not have any qualms of conscience about that. What would you say to them, those who think that way?
Well, clearly, their accomplices. There's no doubt about it. This argument has been used as an excuse ever since Adam and Eve, as I'm sure you'll well remember. It's been used in justifying doing nothing in a number of terrible crimes against humanity.
Yes.
Think back to World War II. Think of the totalitarian regimes. So clearly, people are accountable for aiding and abetting.
Yes.
So, Doctor, can you tell us how did you get to the point where now you can say, I regret referring? In other words, you went through a journey of healing for your own, for yourself, and what was that journey like?
Well, for a long time, it was a matter of trying to ignore the issue or saying, as we just said, it wasn't my decision, this wasn't my idea, I didn't do the procedure, but you can't live that way forever and be true to yourself or really true to anyone. It took a long time. The thing that really helped me more than anything was our church started an adoration chapel. Adoration chapel, and spending just an hour a week there finally brought home to me just how important it was to clear up these misdeeds and bring myself back into closer union with Jesus.
Well, I know you told me you made your own sign and participated in the March for Life in 2007. You made a sign that said, I regret referring for abortion, correct?
Yes.
And I know you're encouraging Georgette and I now with the Silent No More Awareness campaign. We're going to reach out through your witness now to other doctors that maybe they're watching this program right now. And maybe they referred for abortion. Maybe they performed an abortion. Whatever way they participated in an abortion, Dr. Stan, we want to hear from them, don't we? Because next year I envision you leading many other health professionals, I think, that would like to join you next year with the women and men of the Silent No More Awareness campaign, because they're regretting that they had their abortions. But now we need the other piece. The doctors who perform the abortions, the doctors or nurses or people who referred for abortion. Don't you think that you could help lead the charge for us?
I'm at your service, Janet. And I agree that the healing really has to go through the whole medical field,
yes,
as well as the women and their families and our culture in general. It's encouraging that so many women have stepped forward and inspired us with their courage to say, I regret this. And it's really telling that almost never have I heard of someone stepping forward and saying, I'm glad I had an abortion.
Right.
The real truth comes out, I think, in that way.
And, Doctor, at this March for Life this past January when you carried that sign, was that the first time that you've publicly professed your regret over this sin?
That was the first time.
And what kind of reaction did you get from people?
Well, I didn't get a lot of reaction from the people who I was walking near, but I did have a couple of people come up to me at the end of the march and just ask me about it. There was a representative from one of the other regions who is active in the Silent No More campaign. I'm sorry, I'm slipping on his name. I can't think of his name. I talked to a couple of women who had their own signs,
mm-hmm,
briefly. They were very encouraging and welcoming.
That is that is wonderful. And what you are doing is part of a great movement, as we mentioned at the very beginning of the program. Many men and women with whom we work and to whom we minister, who have either referred or have actually performed the procedure, and this is just a tremendous sign of hope when professionals like yourself can stand up, admit this failing, and say, you know, we're going to move forward now, and we're going to try to inspire courage in other people to see that abortion is a dead end for everyone involved. So it's a great blessing.
Thank you again, Dr. Stan, and God bless you, and God bless the great witness that you're going to help the campaign go forward with in this coming year.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Father Frank.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes.
Well, brothers and sisters, you heard a beautiful, courageous, and important testimony just now. Spread the word about this. And if you're a medical professional or you know medical professionals who are involved in any way in the abortion procedure, let them know this good news. They don't have to do it anymore. They don't have to refer for abortion. They don't have to do the dirty work of a society that mistakenly thinks that death for babies is a choice. Let them know that there is a better way and that we're ready to provide the guidance, the healing, the strength of which they stand in need. We thank you for joining our Gospel of Life programs. Join us again next week. Let other people know about these programs. And now stay tuned to learn how you can support our ministry. And then we will have our action segment to tell you even more things you can do to build a culture of life. So please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children, and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More awareness campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment where Janet Moran, our associate, and I talk to you about practical things you can do to advance the cause of life. And today we're going to talk about the Silent No More Awareness Campaign.
Well, you know, Father, as you know, the Silent No More Awareness Campaign is where men and women who've experienced abortion but come through healing stand out in a public way at our gatherings and hold those signs that I regret my abortion, and the men have a sign that says I regret lost fatherhood. We'd like people out there that are interested in bringing that type of gathering to their community. We would be happy to help them do that. We need regional coordinators. It doesn't mean you have to have had an abortion to be a regional coordinator, but you'd like to have this kind of an event. They can go to the silentnomoreawareness.org website, and they can send us an email through that website, and we'll be happy to be personally in touch with them and see how we can bring the campaign to their community. But then we'd like to help them spread the message of the campaign by using the various products we've developed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have bumper stickers, both in the regular kind that are, you know, sticky to go on the car, or a static sticker. We have mugs. We have pins now, nice big round-sized pins that say, I regret my abortion, or the women do regret. Everyone can wear a pin, or every woman can wear one that says, women do regret abortion.
Right, because that doesn't mean
that they had one.
But
right.
It's spreading, it's counteracting the myth, isn't it, that
yes.
That abortion is somehow a benefit to women. It's not. Those who have it are the best testimonials that this, in fact, it doesn't solve your problems, it brings more problems.
That's right. So again, with the women do regret abortion saying, we have the buttons. We have the mugs. We have T-shirts. They can wear the T-shirts. I know a lot of the youth groups, there's a pro-life T-shirt day. Why not wear a T-shirt that says, women do regret abortion? And then finally, we have big vinyl banners. These could be hung in a school gymnasium, a church hall, if you're having a rally. And again, with the message, women do regret abortion. And then we have another one that has a lot of the women who've had abortion. They're pictured there standing in a group, women of different ethnical backgrounds, and the caption says, we regret our abortion. If you do, there's help. And there's a hotline number that you can call, plus our web address. I mean, a banner like that hanging in a high school or college gymnasium, can you imagine the effect that that will have? You know, a lot of these kids are the ones who go off and have abortions, but if they see there's people who said this wasn't good, a good thing to do, it might stop some people from going down that road. So we'd like them to use these products to help get the message out that abortion is not good for women.
And people have, of course, their own websites, and to link to silentnomoreawareness.org is another way to promote the campaign. And also to link to the specific testimonies that are on the website. One could make a link specifically to the testimony that has been given by one or another of these women or men, and let people who visit your website know about it. Similarly, sending out the link through one's email list. And also, pastors in churches can promote the campaign, first of all, by putting it on their church website, by telling their congregation about it through mailings that go out, and also by inviting one of these women or men to say something to the Sunday congregation at the end of the service and to share their testimony from the pulpit. Many have done this, and it's a tremendous way to lead the congregation to a deeper awareness of why abortion is wrong.
You know, if any questions they have in that regard, Father, they can email us at mail@silentnomoreawareness.org, and we would love to get back in touch with them, get a post-abortive person to speak in their church, help to get a gathering in their community. So we want them to really help us to get this message out, because, you know, a lot of people cling to choice because they somehow think abortion is good for women. If they get the message out there, more and more people will be converted to the pro-life message.
So again, in order to facilitate a gathering where women will come together and say, I regret my abortion, we're not saying that they're the ones who have to find the women.
No.
We actually have women on our database ready to share about this in their own local community. This is just a facilitator to help organize the event.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. So just contact us at Gospel Life, like I said, the Silent No More Awareness website, and we'll be happy to put them in touch with the women who want to make that event happen in their community.
Okay. Thanks, Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We want to hear from you. Be in contact with us. We'll get you some of these products for the campaign eagerly to share with you and with those you associate with the message not only that abortion hurts women and that women regret it, but that there is hope and healing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's spread that positive message and continue to defend life.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the powerful booklet called Pro-Life Answers. This will equip you to answer any argument that abortion supporters throw your way. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign. You will watch the testimonies of women and men who have lost children to abortion, but who have found healing through the blood of Christ and have proclaimed that healing on the public streets of America. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll include an autographed copy of Father Frank Pavone's book, Ending Abortion, Not Just Fighting It. This book will provide numerous insights into the pro-life cause, such as those you learn on these programs. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.